I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, joined alongside Coach Pete DeRuda, as well as Abigail Turner. Abigail Turner is a UNC student intern here with us. And folks, you know, Coach Pete DeRuda, winner of 3 XBs, 2 Tellys, 2 Emmys, and 2 Quillys. Really a genius in the house, looking out for really us, really making the financial world what can be a complex place, taking all the worry out of it. Now, Coach.
Have you met Hugh?
Hugh, who's
you?
Hugh?
Do, you darn right. It's a complex place.
I love it.
You know, hey, it is. It's a complex world here, the financial world. Don't think it isn't. I mean, you know,
it
seems the simplest is when probably it's going to get ready to tidal waves coming. You don't even see it.
There you go.
You know, this thing called a rogue wave out there in the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and you know, people are all comfortable on a cruise ship. The captain says, "Hey, we're cruising along. We'll be in Bahamas by tomorrow." And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, a rogue wave comes from the side and knocks the ship and knocks everyone out of their bed. Right?
Ooh, yeah.
So that can happen in the market as well.
Can it? Wow.
You hear about it. You know, I've done cruises, right?
But
you
never,
you try not to think about the rogue wave. It's almost like a lightning bolt. You have about that much chance of getting hit by it.
Right, there you go.
But when they say you got a chance, there's a chance.
There you go.
Now, I wanted to talk to Abby because, again, Abigail Turner, she's our intern here from UNC,
mm-hmm.
and she's in college, right? So 19-year-old, I remember when I was 19, I remember walking through what we called the pit at UNC, and that's where Abigail is too. And there were a bunch of booths always set up there. So when you're walking from one class to another or walking from one class deciding if you're going to go to the next one, you would always be accosted by the people in the pit. There were protesters.
Wow.
There were, you know, anything. From
always somebody trying to sell you something.
Oh, yeah. You never seen that. It's a collection of it's sort of like the bar in Star Wars.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
You remember the bar? The original Star Wars was the original bar, right?
Yeah, there you go.
I know they remade it now, and it's not quite but you remember the bar in Star Wars?
Oh,
when Han Solo, he was in there. But one of the things in there that got me in trouble back in college age, and of course this was a long, long time ago in a land not far away, was the person offering me a credit card.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get a free towel or a free special cup or something like that if you signed up for the credit card. And I was working a couple jobs, but I was working those jobs to pay tuition. I really didn't have any disposable income, yet I got credit cards. Abby, is that still happening?
Oh, yeah. definitely. They're trying to get you to connect your credit card to your one card, all those.
And explain what a one card is for folks.
Well, the one card is your card that has everything you need in it. It's your ID. It's your student pass into the sports game, stuff like that. It's everything you need in one card.
Can you order a pizza with it?
You can, actually, if you connect your credit card to it.
Oh, no. Here we go now. So you get a credit card in the pit. And now all of a sudden you're getting pizza every day, not having to eat that great food in Lenoir Hall. So, all right. So what happens then is you've probably talked to folks who got credit cards.
Right, of course, yeah.
And once they get a card, they probably feel like George Jefferson, don't they?
Yep. Well, we're moving on
now. So they haven't changed anything in their life, yet they have a credit card now, so they start having pizzas every day. For the first 30 days, those pizzas are delicious. What happens after about 30 days?
You're going to run out of money.
Well, you get a bill. And the bill isn't any fun, is it?
Nope.
Because you don't have money to pay the bill. And so Abby and I are working on a series. And if you have children in approaching college, we have one series we're working on called, you know, what to do in college, the financial aspects of college planning for the children. You know, if you're an adult, you've done most of the college planning for your kids and the worrying on their way up to college because you're worrying what school they get into and if you can afford it.
Sure.
Now that your children are there, they're out, they feel they're adults, even though they still come back and beg you for money if they make mistakes. So we're going to work on this series to hopefully educate your children in a non-threatening way and also have a person their age talking to them instead of, you know, old guys like Coach Pete.
There you go.
So the good thing about this series, we're going to do one on what to do in college, all the money aspects, all the things that Abby's got, the life of Abby, basically.
Yeah.
It's going to be called College Abby. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be cool until we get sued by the people that make Downton Abbey,
there
whatever
you go.
It's called. I used to call it Downtown Abbey. I never watched the show.
So. No, I hadn't either.
All right. So, and then we're going to do one after leaving college, what to do next.
Yep.
So what you're thinking about now is your plan. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be telling you about this series coming up here in the next few months.
Yep.
But, Thomas, I think it's important that people realize financial aspects and issues are, I mean, they every single part of our life. If you have children that are young, you're wondering, you know, how are we going to fund their college?
Exactly.
And then children get to college, you're wondering, what the heck? Are they going to come back? Are they going to boomerang back home after they're done with school? And so the parents' dream is to send the children to college and have the children be close enough to see them when they want, but not come back home after college.
There you go. Well, and I think the series is going to be great for folks out there, especially young adults out there, because there's not a lot of practical life information when it comes to finances. It's really your you're almost left on your own, especially when it comes to making wise decisions and not just being marketed to.
No, there's so much I didn't even know that I didn't know until I started talking to Coach.
Yeah.
Well, there's the old baseball player, Yogi Berra, played for the Yankees, the catcher. And he was famous for his sayings. Well, he's a great player, too. But he used to say, you don't know what you don't know.
There you go.
Would say a nickel isn't worth a dime anymore, too. I don't know what that means. But you can get a whole book on Yogi Berra quotes and try to figure them out. And that'll keep you up at night sometimes. It'll help you go to sleep, too, if you don't understand them.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, financial double talk and sales pitches are just rampant out there. Finally, folks, finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review, and for anyone listening right now, the number to call is 800-477-1135. The next five callers will receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now. Over five chances to win today. That number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. 800-477-1135.
You know, we talk about every single week how you can protect your profits.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to, for the next segment, we talked about protecting your profit strategy. The purpose of money dictates where you put it, as far as David Babel, Dr. David Babel from the Wharton School. We're going to talk about that study in the last segment of the show today. But I wanted to talk about the big worry, and I know we're running against the clock here, but the big worry is a Wharton study. A Wharton economist came out with a study, said women are at greater risk in retirement than men. Traditional financial advice is at odds with women's prospect of living more than 30 years in retirement.
Really?
Because women are outliving men. Their traditional retirement Monte Carlo simulations, when you go to a planner and say, hey, we're going to just throw all your information in and we'll give your money where you are right now. We'll give it all these different things that could happen in the economy and whatever. And here's your percentage chances of surviving in retirement, having your money still be there.
Right, sure, yeah.
At age 85.
Oh, okay.
So most of those plans go to 85, which is 20 years into
that
retirement. Traditional
like
retirement
enough.
Is 65 months. That's 20 years, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My grandparents were already decades past.
So
that.
95, we plan to 121. But, you know, you need to go to age 121, your plan does.
You do.
Now, someone said the other day, well, Coach, what if I live to be 122? Well, the plan keeps going. But just to make it simple, plan to 121.
There you go.
If you set up the plan correctly, you need to have some forever money, some advance and protect money, the money that's always going to be there, and each and every year will throw off income to you. We call it the green flag on your mailbox.
That's right.
So we can take the worry out of living retirement, but if you're one of the next 15 callers, we'll do this for you. We'll, number one, help you identify the potential risk you have, but more importantly, design a plan that is easy for you to understand, that's customized for you, that'll take everything that you're worried about out of the equation and put a total plan together. Again, plan to 121. But make sure, folks, that if you are 52 or older and you have assets, and now keep in mind, our strategies work best for those of you with over $1 million saved for retirement, but we've never kicked anyone away. But if you have $1 million, you need and you deserve $1 million type retirement, and you're not getting that many times with the Wall Street strategy. So call today and find out how you could be having that peace of mind you deserve tomorrow.
That's right. And our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. So if you have any questions about what we're talking about or how it may apply to your own situation, connect with John Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services by calling 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Folks, if we don't recognize that we're veering off the road and take corrective action soon, millions of retirees, it could be you listening, will find out that you are too old to return to work and have too little in savings with no one to turn to help. We're going to talk about preventive maintenance and how you can get on the right track using the Wharton Financial Institution Center for Personal Finance and a study they came out with just a few years ago by Dr. David Babel, Investing Your Lump Sum at Retirement. That and much more when we come right back.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
It's easy to think of life insurance as just death insurance because we may assume it only benefits our survivors after we pass away. While this type of coverage is still around, and someone who's building a legacy plan can still include life insurance as a valuable component, those who want to do more can now select from a variety of investment roles depending on the type of life insurance policy chosen. Among all of these life insurance products, making the right choice can be a real challenge. Coach Pete emphasizes the importance of professional guidance through the evolving life insurance landscape.